For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. The sweet, smoky aroma of incense is inviting as Osei Chandler opens the door of his Charleston home. A Bob Marley t-shirt peeks from beneath his brightly colored button-up. The host of the longest-running reggae show on the East Coast appears as cool as the jams he plays. Then there's that voice.
Yeah, man. Third World is a group. They're doing the Four Tops, the same old song, in a reggae style.
He doesn't typically explain.
I always had a deeper voice than most of my friends.
But as we sit at his kitchen table, sipping exquisitely strong coffee, Osei says a pituitary tumor removed more than 30 years ago left a change.
The growth hormone went crazy, and my voice got deeper.
It's a voice made for radio.
I am Osei Chandler.
Born Terry Chandler, Osei is his African name, one he gave himself. It means serious, and he is serious about embracing his roots.
Well, a tree without roots, what's it going to do? It's going to fall. I believe that knowing that you're connected to something gives you rights and responsibilities. Okay.
His two-hour Saturday night radio show, Roots Music Karamu, that's music with a K, and Karamu meaning feast, is a funky feast of African-rooted music. And it's about to celebrate a milestone.
On April 21st, in 2019, it will be my 40th anniversary. Incredible.
The 72-year-old started the show shortly after leaving Brooklyn in the late 70s, trading a diverse community for one that had yet to recognize its African history.
When we first moved here, we were oddities, to say the least. I had dreadlocks, my wife had dreadlocks, and my kids, 5 and 6 years old, they had dreadlocks as well.
The family openly celebrated their African heritage, drumming at the Battery and creating some of the first Kwanzaa celebrations. At work, as a counselor, Osei helped adults who had not finished high school further their education and find careers. He was one of the first in his family to go to college and has a master's degree. On the air, he shared with the city his love of reggae, music much like himself, serious yet laid back. Won't you know just
if you can? Reggae music, I found, brings all sorts of people together. Most of the music I play is about peace, love, love and respect, you know, equal rights and justice.
Heartbeat music, he calls it, quoting Bob Marley, because it synchronizes with your heart. There is no future, there is only now. As the show prepares to celebrate 40 years, Osei admits he's beginning to feel his age, but doesn't dwell on it. His wife is never far from his mind. It's been nearly 10 years since she died. He still lives in the home they shared.
I miss her dearly, but at the same time, I have to remember that I've been blessed with her for 40 years.
That positive vibe, an uplifting beat. The man who flashes a peace sign as we wave goodbye says he has no plans to hang up the mic.
This Roots Music Karamu is a lifeline for me. I guess I'll just stick around until they tell me we've had enough of you. Thank you for asking.
You can tune in to Osei's anniversary special this Saturday night beginning at 10.
And until we meet again, please remain in peace.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.